in 1985. Mm-hmm. It was probably the worst year after 76 in South Africa as far as townships and unrest concerned. Mm-hmm. So I was opposed to apartheid. It was just wrong. I just looked at it and said, "This is wrong." But I had that view, fortunately, from school days. Mm-hmm. I just somehow realized it was wrong. And the difficulty in those years was, how do you express it? Mm-hmm. Do you plant bombs? Do you march? Do you join NUSAS? And at that stage, I had just become a Christian, which was fairly radical from where I came from. Mm-hmm. So I was more influenced by probably what I believed the right way to do it was. So we went to Kaimandi and we just wanted to tell people that as a church we don't believe it's right, mm-hmm. that God created people equal, and that we want to see how we can express our solidarity. Mm-hmm. And that could have led to maybe an armed struggle, but we didn't know. We just wanted to say we think it's wrong. Mm-hmm. And whilst I was talking to a guy one day, he looked at me. He was outside a Shabin. He looked at me and said, "Don't talk shit, because you don't know what it's like to live here." Mm. And for me, I was 21 years old. I realized that if you really want to understand people, you have to some extent, share their experience of how they live. Mm. And that was where the seed was planted. Mm. I just realized, and I think it's a common thing in anything. If you come from different cultures, religion, class, whatever, if you come from different world spheres, if you want to reach and understand each other, you have to go across and kind of try and look from the inside. Mm.